Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. We are here live at the Seattle Hemp Fest, and I am here with the one and only Coral Reefer. Hello, Coral.
I'm always excited to see you in Seattle Hemp Fest. I feel like it's where we met the first time.
It might have been.
And I know there was like a year I had Easter ears.
Yep, you had the bunny ears. In fact, I just recently did an article for High Times and did a picture from every Hemp Fest I've been to. I've been to 10 or 12, but I have 10 pictures. And one of them is you and me and Herb Thrasher, and you had the little bunny ears.
So. I don't know why that was a good idea, but I'm glad I did it. The picture stands out in my memory for sure.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been an Easter Hemp Fest.
So this is like, no, I was going to say, isn't this 6 years now that you're...
Yeah, 6 years. So you have twice as many as me, but I'm trying to get there. I'm really glad it's sunny this year because we were swimming last year.
We were telling people how Hemp Fest is really struggling because last year, one third of their fundraising day gone because Friday, like we're Pacific Northwest, we're kind of used to some rain. This was like, you know, they were building a hemp ark.
I was telling people everyone was happy to be here. Everyone was super stoked, and I didn't see anyone like irritated or bothered by the rain, but we were literally in inches and inches of rain. So I think a lot of the tourists kind of stayed away, and it's ever important this weekend that we're doing more fundraising. Everyone's donating, doing that whole thing.
So what else is happening with you? I see all sorts of news nugs coming across, Stony Sunday happenings, international travels. I'm so jealous of your passport, by the way.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I have it up on a shrine. I look at it. Yeah. No, it's been really, really fun. I moved back down to Santa Cruz where I was raised. Okay. So I'm kind of like getting back to my roots and bringing that to my shows too. And I'm just trying to keep things fun. And it's been 6 years of Stony Sunday this year. Six years
of Stony Sundays.
So that's a lot of Stony Sunday questions and answers. And I'm trying to find new ones and new places to go. New people to have on the show, and we need to have a long sit-down Stony Sunday.
Absolutely. I remember, in the beginning, one of the panels we were on, I don't remember which one it was, maybe it was a High Times one, and you and I both reiterated the point of being consistent. Just keep doing it. You just got to keep doing it. I'm on over 1,700 episodes now.
Oh, my god!
But I do a daily show, so it's a whole different thing.
I know, and you go live everywhere. I have been more and more impressed with you. Every single year, I try and learn as much as I can from you, but you're unstoppable.
I know. I can't do anything else. I'm not qualified to work at 7-Eleven. They don't like my pee. I
can't. Fair enough. Yeah.
So where are you up to next?
We're going to walk through Hemp Fest, and then I'm trying to get over to Boston for the Freedom Rally, because that's a really fun event. Yeah?
You've been to Boston before?
Yeah, this would be, I think, my fourth year. I think something like that. Yeah. It's such a good vibe out there. People try and warn me on the West Coast, the East Coast is different. The East Coast doesn't celebrate like you do. And then I go out there, and there's joints everywhere, tie-dye. Like, everyone knows how to have a good time.
But it's only been recently, though. Like, I was at the Boston Freedom Rally where they busted Rick Cusick from High Times and Keith Strzok from Normal for smoking a joint. Boston cops taking these two 60-year-old legendary stoners off for smoking a joint, and they go to court, and the judge is like, well, we're just going to dismiss it, and their lawyer's like, no, we want to fight it. And they had a Harvard like professor as their lawyer, right? And they looked at it, figured out who they were, like, oh, we see what these guys are doing. They want to take it through the system and set a precedent. Yeah, get out of here.
When I went, a cop handed us a bottle of water while we were smoking. And everyone in our smoke circle was like, is this a trap? Like, what do we do? And it was good water. It was fine. It helped hydrate us. Thank you, guys.
Hydrate or dihydrate. That's what they say at Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Yeah. Well, can I get you to say happy Stony Sunday?
All right. Hey. Happy Stony Sunday from Seattle Hemp Fest, 25th anniversary.
Woo! That's what I came for.
All right.
Thank you.
I got to make my way to Sealy stage. Got a speaking spot.
Okay, I'm taking the microphone with me, though. I feel really important holding the microphone.
The mic flag is what does it. You got a mic flag, people will go, oh, look, something's happening. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this guy's got a mic flag.
Well, thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Coral, very much. And we gone.